Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool center, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos, wherever you may be listening. Thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years, and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Let's get the latest from the Perth Glory, thanks to Tyre Power, and you can visit your local Tyre Power store today for a free tyre safety inspection. There are over 50 stores across WA. And joining us is Perth Glory winger, come midfielder, Jared Coluccio. Jared, thanks for your time.
No, thanks for having me on, guys.
Disappointing. We're not talking finals anymore.
Mathematically, we're still a champ. So until we can't, mathematically make it, then we'll say we're not talking finals. So that's I think our outlook at it at the moment.
And it's quite weird for you, isn't it, Jared? Western Sydney Wanderers is your club. You're lent on loan to the Perth Glory, I think, for the remainder of this season. And after they lost 7-0, they've come to Perth and beaten you in the end by 2-1. How did that make you feel, knowing that you're still connected to the Wanderers?
Yeah, look, I'm still connected, but at the end of the day, I'm a Perth Glory player. So I was quite disappointed with the loss. You know, the boys put in a really good effort, and I think we were the better team, but it just didn't fall our way on the day. But it was obviously good to see old friends and some old staff members, but nevertheless, it was a disappointing result from the team.
And Jared, certainly you've made a contribution to the Perth Glory this season since Alan Stajic got you over here. How have you found the experience at the Perth Glory under Alan?
Oh, it's been great. Look, this is the most football I've played in my professional career so far. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity that the coach and the staff have given me. And I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the battle every week, and I'm looking forward to, you know, finishing really strong in these next six games.
And what we're excited about with the Perth Glory, of course, the ownership has been settled, and we saw the big announcement late last week of former Socceroo and Perth Glory player. Of course, he played at West Ham and Birmingham City. Stan Lazaridis taking on the role as director of football at the club. Now, you would have been basically not even at primary school when Stan blitzed him in the 2006 World Cup in Germany. But it's great to have people like that involved in the club, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. To have people of that calibre, there day-to-day and overlooking things and being involved, it's only going to benefit the football club and send it into a real positive direction. So everyone's really excited about the direction that the Glory's going in.
What about yourself? Is it a case you come to the end of the season and you need to go back to the Western Sydney Wanderers, but if you do want to stay and Alan wants to keep you, is it a case of negotiating a contract for you and also seeing what the Wanderers require? Is that the way it goes?
I'm actually off contract at the end of this season anyway. So regardless of Western Sydney Wanderers or Perth Glory, I'm loving it here, and I'm hoping that there is an opportunity to stay on, but I'm just taking every day as it comes, and when that bridge comes, then look at crossing it.
Tell us a bit about Jared Coluccio. I think you were raised in the western parts of Sydney. I think you may have been born around Liverpool way. Tell us about your early days.
Yeah, so I grew up in Western Sydney. I was born in Liverpool also. You're on the money there. And I grew up playing football there. And I joined the Western Sydney Wanderers Academy at 15. And I was there up until this season. And then now I've joined the Perth Glory.
You said that you've played more football under Alan at Perth Glory than you've played so far in your professional career. Now, you're only 23 years of age, so there's still plenty of football in front of you. What aspirations do you have? No doubt, like everybody else, pretty keen to see if there's overtures from overseas.
Yeah, I think you're naive if you say that that's not the end goal. But look, I just want to play football at the highest level that I possibly can, and just keep improving every day. I've seen growth in myself, not only as a footballer but as a person this year under Alan and under the coach, and just being in a new environment, you know, away from home, and having to sort of work out how to survive by myself and become more of a man. So I've really enjoyed this experience, and I think it's only going to benefit me in my future years.
Italian heritage, I gather, by the surname?
Yes, Italian, and I've got a little bit of Spanish in me. So not about footballing mix, to be fair.
Well, they might even get you, because, as we know, Ross Pellegrina and the others own Catania now, they might even get you to maybe have a few games over there in Italy.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. You know? that's obviously a goal to go and play in Italy. That'd be great.
Yeah, I believe, actually, I'm hearing that Catania and one other Italian club could be coming out to Perth to be part of Perth's Glory's pre-season next season. Because, as we know, because where Perth is, sometimes it's difficult to have some great pre-season matches and friendlies leading into a season. I believe they're working on getting a couple of Italian clubs down there, Jared, so we'll see what happens. Finally, the big story today has been the drug situation in the AFL. Can you take us through the process? I don't expect you to tell us about the A-League drug policy, but how often do you get tested when you play A-League matches?
It's pretty random, but this year at the start of the year was quite frequent. Every probably second or third home game we were getting tested and away. And it's quite a simple process. You have a representative from the organization that's come out to test us, and you just sort of wait to pass your sample, and then it goes off. You go through a little process, and then it goes off, and you know, you don't hear anything, obviously, if you're complying with all of the policies and the rules around
it. Mm-hmm. Melbourne Victory this weekend, being the Easter weekend, it's a big assignment because the Melbourne Victory certainly are one of the pace setters in the competition. I think Alan has said it, the Glory are pretty keen to finish off the season strongly, and a win away to Melbourne Victory would be a nice result.
Yeah, 100%. We're going to every game wanting to win, but obviously now it's really at the nice edge of the season. So to go to Melbourne Victory away, who are, like you said, a really strong side, is going to be a tough task, but we've prepared well this week so far, and we've got a couple sessions left that we're going to really hone in on what we're going to do this weekend to pick up the 3 points and come back to Perth.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Jared. That match, by the way, kicks off midday on Easter Sunday. It's a day game over there in Melbourne, a 3 o'clock kickoff local time, midday here. Melbourne Victory against Perth Glory. All the best for the match. All the best for Easter. Buona Pasqua. I know that much when it comes to wishing you the best in your native language. Good on you, Jared. Thanks for your time. Perfect. And good luck for the match on Sunday.
Thanks, East Peter.
Good on you. Jared Coluccio joining us here on Sports Day WA. That's it for it today. Hope you've enjoyed the program. It's been a busy one. It's been a busy one with the run home, filling in for Mardo between 3 and 5 this afternoon. Mardo, hopefully you're on the mend and back doing the run home with Hazelby tomorrow between 3 and 5. Have a great night, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow at least on Sports Day from 5.